Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM. All right, good day. Welcome on in. Monday, Ray Foley's my name, and I'm like an antichrist today. Actually, hang on. Are we doing the problem in the marriage bed? Hang on, the problem in the marriage bed that nobody talks about, is that what it's called? Please bear with me. You don't mind waiting, JP.
No, it's fine. Yeah, right. Fine.
Yeah, the problem in the marriage bed that no one likes to talk about, or an exercise to change your mood. I think I probably need the exercise to change my mood.
Go exercise.
Yeah, the exercise. Yeah. We've done this before, but I think it's worth doing again today.
Okay, just do what I do.
Ha. Ha. Remember this works.
I do. Okay.
You know what?
We're all in a
jock. Following the weekend, terrible mood. The nation is grumpy. Let's do what we can. Let's do our sole mission this hour. Our sole singular mission.
Come on, everybody, get loose.
Is to get everyone smiling and cheer up your afternoon.
Okay, just do what I do.
A bit of sunshine in the afternoon.
Okay, just do what I do. Okay. Ha.
Now, here's my question. Are we laughing at her or are we laughing with her?
Both.
She's having the time of her life. And now I know I'm laughing, but all right, girl. So I'm All right. 2 o'clock every afternoon. All right, okay.
No way.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Your cash machine total for this afternoon. Write it down.
Today FM.
Cash machine. Making that call between 3 and 4.
I really won.
Lil Nas X, that's what I want. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, good day. How you doing? Oh, that went very fast. Was it? The two short songs, was it? I'm sitting there enjoying myself, having a little Coke Zero. Trying to caffeinate up. Trying to get ready for the show, you know what I mean? How you doing? It's Ray here, JP's
Hi,
all
Hi, guys.
The gang's all here. And I just want to make love to you. Mind a sexy window cleaner now to go past to be lovely.
Oh yeah.
Actually, you wouldn't get away with that anymore. Actually, that's sexist, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, he was sexy though.
He was sexist. Sexy.
If you're a window cleaner, though, are you really going to clean windows topless? Because then you're getting all the dirty gunge all over yourself.
Was he topless or was he in a dungarees of some kind? Topless with dungarees.
Maybe he was on a break and he whipped the t-shirt off.
Those girls were ridiculous in that office as well, by the way. Like, Cam here's like, you got a break, are you? The cold shower. Someone set off the sprinklers. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. All staff email. Get back to work. Ridiculous. That was Diet Coke, of course. I'm on the Coke Zeros. The Coke Nils.
I do love a Coke Zero uncaffeinated.
That's a different one again, is it?
It is. That's got a gold rim around the top.
That's no good to me at all. I need the caffeine. I look like a Coke knot. A Coke knotting. Grand stretch, though, as well. Did you notice last night?
Yeah.
It was shocking, the grand stretch. I was queuing for coffee. Speaking of caffeine, Ray Foley always staying at least 85% caffeinated, even when he's sleeping. I need to be on high alert all the time. I need to sleep with one eye open. So, queuing for coffee yesterday, and it was busy, and there was a queue nearly out the door, like a really long queue, and I finally get to the top, and there's a very friendly American woman. The Americans come over here, and they're still all very American when they get here. Like, have a nice day and all that business. Have a nice day.
You've jinxed it now.
You've ruined it. Have a nice day.
I'll have whatever kind of day I want.
Don't you tell me how to live. Come over here with your lovely days. So we get chatting. So I'm ordering a couple of cappuccinos. And there's a bunch of people. There's still a long queue behind me.
Yeah.
So she's taking my order. And we get to talking about the change in the clocks. You know, the clocks changed. And she said, we're all an hour less sleep. So everyone's tired today, so they need their coffee. Lovely lady. And I said, ah, yeah, grand stretch. And she looked at me like I was having a some sort of an episode.
Excuse me?
She was like, what's that? I said, grand stretch. Yeah, grand stretch.
Are you talking about yoga?
So I started to explain. I said, it's a grand stretch in the evenings. And she kind of go, all right. Clearly not grasping what I'm on about. And then there's a woman behind me, an Irish woman, and she steps in and she almost takes over the lesson because I move on. Because in the coffee shop, you got to move down to the next section to pick up your two cappuccinos.
Collection point, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to move down a little bit. So I'm now overhearing the Irish woman behind me trying to explain grand stretch to this American lady behind the counter, and she's not grasping it. And then the Irish woman gives me a look of like, what do I do? And I'm like, babe, you're on your own, sweetheart. It's just one of those things. We just can't describe, you know.
It's either, ours. It's
you
our
either
thing.
Get it or you don't. Yeah. But coming over here serving us coffee and not understanding grand stretch. Anyway, grand stretch, thank God. EMF, this is Today FM. Usher and Pitbull, Pitbull, DJ's got us falling in love again. I'm a DJ. Have I got you falling in love again?
Don't put me in a romantic mood. I'm a DJ. Yeah.
Could I be quantum? Could I be described then as a natural aphrodisiac?
Wow, okay.
Could I put that on my Twitter handle, my bio there? Maybe I could put it on my business card. Ray Foley, DJ/aphrodisiac. Let's do a roll call. Ray's here. JP.
Gotcha.
0874-100-102. I tell you what, that Coke Zero's kicking in now. And it's working. Hey Ray, we'll give a big shout out to Judy and Matthew on show after spending a fun weekend in Centre Parks with the coolest aunties Liz and Kathy. Oh, that'd be great, crack. I see you got all right weather, did you? A little bit chilly this morning though. Centre Parks over the weekend, very nice. Spoiling yourselves. Actually, you're probably still there, are you? So you don't have to leave on the Monday. You can stay most of the day. On show, Ray and JP, it's Chris in Dublin. Never mind the grand stretch. I got caught in such heavy rain at the weekend that the wetness of my jeans ran down into my socks and dyed my toes blue. The things people text into the radio. I mean, they're still blue today.
Let us know tomorrow, Chris, if they're still blue tomorrow.
Chris, have you had a shower, though? Have you washed? Or are you dirty? Love the show. Hey, from Chris. We really should play some Eiffel 65 for Chris this afternoon. And on show, Ray, can your show start a petition to make hot cross buns a year-round thing? Lisa, you are absolutely... I'm 1,000,000% with you.
They are available for a while, though, aren't they?
Before Easter.
Yeah, it's not like a couple of weeks.
But this is the thing. Once Easter happens, they're gone. And I think it's kind of a kind of a Marks and Spencer's British thing? Tesco type thing? Are hot cross buns an Irish tradition? I don't believe they are. Like a grand stretch is an Irish tradition. But hot cross buns are not necessarily ours. But then I swear to God, like, they're in the shops, like the cream eggs. They're in the shops for months. The minute Christmas is out of the way, the hot cross buns are there. I have my first hot cross bun of the year. Mm. Probably the day after Easter Sunday. And one can't be got for love or money.
Toast them or would you have them raw?
Into the toaster, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And a pound of butter.
Too much butter, yeah.
On each slice. Yeah. I like to be biting into more butter.
We're out of butter again!
More butter than bun, please. Story of my love life. Why are they only in the shops for a few months a year? Same goes for mince pies from Lisa and Derry. Lisa, I can take or leave the mince pies. Also, the mince pies last. They'll last for months. If you've got a box of mince pies, they're probably still good from Christmas. The hot cross buns won't. And can we start a debate as well, a discussion with regard to the different flavours of hot cross buns you can now get in the various shops? Tesco do a range, but my God, Marks and Spencer's have gone to town.
What?
They've got like white chocolate hot cross buns.
Oh, no.
They're like white chocolate brandy and pheasant flavour hot cross. You can get any, whatever you're into, you can get a flavour of hot cross buns in Marks and Spencer. It's ridiculous. Julie wants to weigh in on the, this is the American girl who was behind the counter. She had no idea what I was talking about when I said, "Ah, yeah, grand stretch." I said, "I have got a grand stretch." I was like the cliche from Saturday Night Live that they were talking about a few weeks ago at the Oscars. "Happy we got the clock's change. Oh, grand stretch. Oh." This American lady, woman behind the counter, she had no idea what I was talking about. And I did not have the capacity to teach her. Julie?
Ah, oh, Ray, come on. What, did she just get off the boat? I'm from California, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you sound like you've been here a while, though, in fairness. You've got a mixed... You've got the American accent and the Irish accent there, Julie. In fairness, maybe she was just off the boat. She was young. She was like in her 20s, I'd say. So, yeah, she had no clue what I was on about.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. In California. What are you doing over here? You're from California. What are you doing over here? Are you on the run, Julie? Seriously, did she kill someone?
Do we need to contact the FBI?
Do you know what?
You get a grand stretch in California, don't you?
I tell you what, they know all about the grand stretch over there. What are you doing over here? Now, don't get me wrong. Ireland is lovely. But California is something else. And Ronnie's over there as well. 0874-100-102. Ronnie?
Ray, grand stretch, yeah.
Yes, love.
It's great crack when you're trying to get a three-year-old to bed and she's saying to you, "But Daddy, it's not dark yet."
Yeah, I've been that soldier.
Because that's all she remembers is going to bed at night time.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 weeks of horribleness coming up now trying to get her into bed.
And you're all going to be jet-lagged. It's good. Well, it's something to look forward to.
Cheers, guys. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Ray Foley. Do you know what you need? The minute we had our first baby, blackout blinds. And I don't mean just blackout. I don't mean just blinds. There are blinds you can get, you know, like with a Velux.
Yeah.
It goes all the way to the edge. It's sealed all the way to the edge. Mm. You can get those for a regular window. Look them up. Look them up on Google. And the baby's rooms, since they arrived in our, since we had babies, we've had complete darkness. They still use them. Complete darkness. And let me tell you, friends, it's a goddamn game changer.
The last word with Matt Cooper. On the last...
Madonna, hung up. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good day. Welcome to Monday. Ray Foley in and on. I've got JP by my side.
Hi.
As we ride out on the radio airwaves.
We're doing what?
We're riding out.
Oh.
You can ride in if you like. I don't mind. Text this afternoon, 0874 100 102. People very excited about hot cross buns for the time of year that's in it. This is Sinead in Kerry. She says, although the ancient Greeks, Romans and Saxons all baked a type of bun to mark the changing seasons, it was Brother Rockliffe who made the Alban bun in the year 1361. A sweet, fruity bake bearing a cross on top. The buns were given to the local poor on Good Friday, from Sinead in Kerry. Well, thanks for that, Sinead. Did you take that off Wikipedia or did you know it off the top of your head? Furthermore, Sinead, where was he? The Alban bun, I'm guessing it was England. It's an English thing, is it?
Is Alban England or Scotland?
Scotland. I don't know. Hot cross buns have been around for a long time. I know, as I've been around for a long time too, from Gene and Kerry. Have you been eating them the entire time, Gene? Hot cross buns are definitely an Irish thing. I remember them when I was a kid. You can only get them on Good Friday from Deirdre and Limerick. Hot cross buns, definitely a worldwide snack. You can get them at any time of the year in Lidl and out here in Galway anyway. But Lidl haven't been in Ireland like since St. Patrick. I'm talking about going back. I mean, like an ancient tradition. It's not an ancient. I think it's a fairly modern phenomenon. The getting the hot cross buns in Tesco's or in Marks and Spencer's, other supermarkets are available.
Seems like Sinead and Kerry might have been right, Ray. Yeah, the year I'm seeing is 1361. It's saying St. Albans, which is in England.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Go into Aldi and Maxi's after Easter. Buy them up for half nothing. I think Aldi knocked their special ones down to 29 cent last year.
Yes.
29 cent for a hot cross bun. Cut them in half, bag them up and freeze them. Jeez, texter, you're a genius. Toast straight from the freezer. Happy days, Jesus has risen, etc. Well, that is one way of certainly celebrating our religion and celebrating the Lord. By freezing hot cross buns. Cheap hot cross buns from the freezer. And you can get a Brussels sprout. You can't get a Brussels sprout for love nor money during the summer months from Sabrina. Sabrina True. But then the minute Halloween's out of the way, go into Aldi and M&S. Yeah, there we go. There's more of them there. And someone sent in a photograph of... What is this now? Cadbury Dairy Milk. Hot cross bun. Ladies and gentlemen, he has died and he has risen. he has come forth with a good word, a hot cross bun infused with the flavours of Cadbury's Dairy Milk. Mother of sweet divine. There it is now. I tell you what, Cadbury's, you keep those on the shelves year round. You're going to have a lifelong fan in me. Wow. I've been looking at the Marks and Spencer's lineup this year for 2023.
Okay, your classic, it's got raisins, it's got sultanas, yep, and it might have some of that orange peel kind of.
Are you familiar with the extremely chocolatey mini bites in Marks and Spencer's? They're little tiny little Swiss rolls.
Yes.
In a bucket.
Overly familiar.
And
right,
you eat the entire bucket in, yes, one sitting, like, if you don't mind yourself. There's the extremely chocolatey hot cross bun, a spin-off for Easter. So it's a very chocolatey looking one with chips in it. Then you've got extremely, extremely cheesy hot cross buns.
No.
I like a cheesy, savoury snack. There's you got your plant kitchen vegan hot cross buns. Pass. Four blueberry hot cross buns. Blueberry ones?
Not a huge fan of blueberries now.
Bramley apple hot cross buns. Oh, yeah. Marks and Spencer's. Yeah. You got your luxury hot cross buns. Then you got your mini hot cross buns, which is just like the same amount of hot cross buns, but just smaller. So you can fit a whole one in your mouth at a time. Gluten-free hot cross buns. And that's it. And then I've got the photograph then, yeah, of the Cadbury's Dairy Milk hot cross buns.
Ray Foley.
Lads, will you stop? Right, stay on Today FM. We're playing Dermot Kennedy for you in a couple of minutes. Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love every day. Happy Easter. It's Easter, actually, is it? Fair enough, can it? Any ideas?
It's not this weekend coming. Now, I've been wrong on dates and times before, for that, so yeah, do not take this as gospel. I think it's the weekend after.
When is Easter?
Easter is on Sunday, the 9th of April, 2023.
The 9th of April is 2 weeks away, is it?
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah. Well done, lad. Well done. I'm so proud of you. I've never been more proud of my life. Oh, gold medal for you.
Fool a bus.
Fool a bus.
Jesus. That caffeine isn't agreeing with you.
Hi, Ray. Cut the buns up. This is on the subject of hot cross buns. Mm. Cut the buns up. So we got a suggestion. Buy them in bulk. Go into your Aldi or Lidl or indeed any of your supermarkets the day after. Buy them in bulk. Fill a trolley with them and stick them in the cut them in half and stick them in the chest freezer. Which, can I say, is a fantastic idea. Then toast them as you need them throughout the year. Hi, Ray. Cut the buns up, says Donal. Put them in a dish, pour custard over them, and then put marmalade on top of it all. Pop it into the oven, and when it goes crispy on top, you add more custard. Donal, you beast!
That sounds nice, though.
It sounds gorgeous. Sort of like a bread and butter pudding, mm, but with hot cross buns. And Sean in Dundalk texted. He said, what do you mean Lidl wasn't around? Well, I was saying, buying them in Lidl is not a signifier that it's an Irish tradition. They've only been here, 10, 15 years themselves. And they're German. What do you mean Lidl wasn't around? I could be wrong on this, but I believe St. Patrick got his snake banisher from the Middle Isle. I love this show. Hey, from Sean and Dundalk. And good afternoon, Ray. Today's my gorgeous, amazing wife's birthday.
Well, what about all your other wives then? This is your gorgeous, amazing one.
Melissa is my rock and my reason for getting up in the morning. Because she kicks you out of the bed and says, oh, what are you doing? In order to avoid a divorce, I won't mention her age. She'd really love a birthday shout out from her favourite presenter. Shireen goes home at 9. And sure, he was in London. He was in London this morning, wasn't
he's
he?
He's everyone's favourite.
I'd be thankful also. On Ray, love the show. Hey! So is this him we're calling her?
Melissa. Let's call Melissa herself.
Let's call her direct.
Yeah.
Hey, it's ringing. She's not going to answer now. She's like, I don't recognise the number. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Melissa?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, yeah.
I don't want to go on the radio. What, Nigel? Why have you, Nigel, why have you put me on the radio? Mother of God.
Yeah, exactly. Why have you put me on the radio?
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to... Is it a special day today?
It might be.
Really? What's going on?
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. She's mortified. Happy birthday.
Melissa. Happy birthday to you. Oh, Melissa, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Are you delighted now? Nigel texted and he said you'd love a birthday request or a birthday shout out on the radio from your favourite presenter. But I was saying that Ian finishes at 9, so you got me instead.
Oh, okay.
Where in the world are you?
In Sligo.
Oh, right, very beautiful. What's the weather like in Sligo? It's a cold and bright, is it?
It's a lovely day, actually.
Gorgeous.
Better than rain.
It's always gorgeous in the west, sure. What are your plans for your birthday?
Relaxing today, because I'm at a market again tomorrow with my little small business.
A market? What's your business?
Melly's Handmade Creations.
Oh, come here, let's give you a shout out. What's do you have a website or an Instagram or anything?
Yep, I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I joined TikTok, which I don't know what I'm doing on it, and I'm on Twitter as well.
All right. So give us the Instagram then, I suppose. What is it called?
Melly's Handmade Creations.
Melly's?
Handmade.
Creations. Right. Well, there's a shout out. Thanks for taking our call and happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear Melissa. She's mortified to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Our All Irish track of the week is from Pastiche. This is Today FM. I'm foaming at the mouth. Your All Irish track of the week this week on Today FM. Pastiche and Appetite. And she's got a load of gigs lined up this summer, including playing the 3 Olympia on the 26th of May. Pastiche on Today FM. Your All Irish track of the week. And more further text. I forget the matches tonight.
Yes, indeed, it is, yeah.
Am I good with the, have you checked in with the Latvians? Have you called into the Latvian consulate or the Latvian embassy?
Latvians are ancient history now. It's all about the French, right?
Well, I just want to make sure I'm cool with the Latvians and the Lithuanians, actually, because I gave them an awful hard time. They were caught in the crossfire last week. So who do I need to hate now?
The French? Yeah.
So, and that's tonight?
7:45, right, yeah.
All right. Those frog frying, cheese chewing, garlic guzzling, scum. They're scum. They're scum. I don't mind saying it. Now, it's only for the day that's in it. I'll be back to loving France tomorrow. Vive la France tomorrow. Eating cuisine de France and baguettes and croissants till the cows come home. But for today, and one day only, I hate you, Frenchies. Ira, can you give a shout out to Jake, Luke and Dad Owen on our way from Cork to Dublin for the match tonight? Looking forward to the grand stretch. By the way, love the show. Hey, cheers, guys. And Han Ireland. Stay on Today FM. Cash Machine calls on the way in the next couple of minutes.
Ray Foley.
It's over 20,000. Yeah, there it is. €20,518.22 up for grabs. Making the call in the next few minutes. And we're playing LMC and you two next.
Hi, I'm Niall Fitzharris.
The killer, somebody told me. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Hello there, my name is Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you?
We're on the radio. Yeah, and I'm picking on behalf of the Irish people this afternoon. I'm once again flying the flag, following on from a declaration of war, really, against the Latvians last week. And that was only a friendly. A lot of Latvian listeners very upset last week. But now they've gotten over it because they know it was just in the spirit of the game. So afterwards, we all took our tops off and started wearing each other's tops. Me and the Latvians. So I'll be doing that with the French.
Hey, don't be riling them up.
An awful people. I'm doing this for the Irish. On behalf of the Irish, I'm taking down France.
We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Playing the national anthem here. Yeah. I would just say, you can take your baguettes and your tricolours.
You know where to put them.
And your Bastille and your brutal beheading techniques. And do you know what? You can take them all. And you can take the ferry back over to Cherbourg. Because we're not having it. We're not having it. We're going to send you home with your tail between your legs.
Are we?
We'll put them under pressure.
With a slice of garlic bread. Yeah, I called the French scum a couple of minutes ago. I may have gone too far. Brendan's over there.
I can just imagine the headlines tomorrow in the newspapers.
What?
Today FM Shock Jock calls the French scum live on air.
Yeah. Am I a shock jock? I'm a shocker, not jocking. But I don't know if I'm necessarily a shocker jock. I'm more just a fool, Brendan.
Yeah, that'll be all ahead of you, Mr. Fool.
Yeah, you know what? Nice to get some press.
True enough, yeah, a bit of coverage.
So yeah, picking a fight with the French. Do you know what? Brendan, sending voice notes in saying, I should be calling the French scum. Two words for you. Thierry Henry. The defence rests, Your Honour.
But France have this free kick. Richard Dunn lost out. Oh, Henry! Oh, it's in the net! It's a goal!
I think the Irish players are appealing for a handball here.
He's given the goal. We have yet to see a replay. But there's the handball by Henry.
And by the way, not just once, George, but twice. It's actually hit him on the arm and then he's controlled it with his hand. Just watch it from this angle.
Yes.
And then he's knocked it back to Gallas and it's easy, but... Oh,
that's a handball, no question about it. Absolutely no question about it. And France have stolen the lead on aggregate.
Do you know all right? You're right.
I'm right. When you're right, you're right. Let me call my... I don't know. My French R scum guy. My French...
I don't know if you want to be called that, but anyway.
Where is he? He's in Canada, is he?
He is indeed, yeah.
I hope he's... Is he up?
Hey, it wouldn't be too late there now, or too early.
Is it ringing? Hang on. Is it ringing there? Hello?
Hello.
Straight through.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the one and only Ireland legend, Kevin Kilvan. Oh, yeah. Hello, sir.
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
You're up. What time is it in Canada?
It's not too early. 10:15. It's still early enough, I suppose, but 10:15 in the morning, yeah.
All right, grand stretch. Have you got a grand stretch? We our clock's just changed over here.
Yeah, no, we went forward actually last week, so we were only the 4-hour difference, and now obviously we're on the regular 5-hour time difference now. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you've become acclimatized to it, then. You're all right.
Oh yeah, I'm here too long now at this stage. Yeah.
Nobody's sleeping in our house. It's ridiculous. Come here. What part of Canada are you in? Do they speak French there?
No. French is kind of mandatory through the schools and things like that, you know. Oh, so our daughter that's in school, our six-year-old here, has the French lessons as you would from such an early age. But no, it's not a French-speaking part where we have. That'd be more out to Quebec, Montreal side. I'm about an hour east of Toronto on Lake Ontario, just so it's actually a really nice spot where we are, actually. Really good little spot.
And do you find it very upsetting, Kevin Kilvan, to hear your little girl speak in French, given the history, the Ireland's history, and your own personal history?
No, she's only just learning. It's probably as much as bonjour and oui at the moment, so that's right. Probably where we are, you know. It's pretty much up to my standard of French in a few years' time, but no, there's certainly a history with the French. I certainly agree with that, yeah.
Well, any further than that, you'll have to ask her to move out. You were on the pitch. We just played the audio of the handball or the double handball. You were there. What was your immediate reaction at the time? Do you recall?
Jesus, it seems such a long time ago now, Ray, doesn't it? But the thing is, there's always someone to remind you of it. It's particularly when there's a French game that comes around, isn't it? So
that's us. That's our
honestly, I remember it so clearly, Ray, because I think that I'm kind of in a lot of the footage because I was playing left back at the time, and I remember just, I was looking right across the pitch, so I saw it clearly. I could see it clearly, and what I was expecting, if the referee couldn't see it, I kind of looked over my shoulder because the linesman was on my side of the pitch, thinking, well, I've just seen it. You should have had a decent view of that because he was ahead of, I can't remember who the defender was. Was it Paul McShane? Before the double handball, and I saw it clearly. So I was expecting the linesman to see it. And as we well know at this stage, it wasn't the case, you know?
Yeah. And I suppose at home, and then in the subsequent days and weeks and Jesus months and now years afterwards, the reaction has been phenomenal. I mean, we're still talking about all these years later. Did you have a sense of it in the moment that this was going to be such a big deal?
I did actually, and not so much the big deal that it become, but I obviously had a sense of it purely from an Irish perspective that this was actually costing us our place at that World Cup and what it meant to everyone, the supporters, the I think there was even so much talk of the economy at that stage as well, because the economy wasn't in a great great shape, probably is now, I suppose. But we were in that right in the middle of that recession then, and we were expecting a boost for all sorts of reasons at that time. So I think even at that time, I remember certainly in the aftermath of the game, that was certainly something that was in my mind. But on the pitch at the time, I knew what it meant, because I said to the referee, I said, on the pitch that night, I said, you've made the biggest mistake of your career. And he kind of dismissed me, because he more or less said to me, he did actually say to me on the pitch, I am 100% right on this. I said, I guarantee you're not. Wait till you see the footage and you'll realise how bad a mistake you've made here. I knew at the time how big a mistake it was from his own point of view, but more so what it meant to us and the Irish people.
Yeah, it's absolutely like heartbreaking and crushing. I remember reading figures at the time, it was like 50 million to the local economy just based on on making it through. Did you ever see Thierry Henry like in a personal capacity after that?
Yeah, I did actually. Not that long after. I retired in back end of 2012, 2013. I was injured not long after that, and I missed the Euros in 2012. So I remember I was in a hotel down in London, and he recognised me and came straight over. And it was more, I thought when he came over to chat to me, actually, it was more out of embarrassment. You know, I think he'd received that much stick and probably abuse from Irish people over that 2 or 3 year period. He came over and he didn't even mention it. He was just asking how I was. I'd played enough against him, really playing, whether it was Sunderland, Everton, even Wigan, I suppose, playing against Arsenal. So we crossed paths quite a lot. But it was more a sheepish talk that he had with me that day. Just asking how things were, really, yeah.
Did you give him a high five? Did you give him two?
No, we shook hands. We shook hands. We shook hands, and that was probably as simple as it got, yeah, you know.
I suppose to his credit then, I suppose, for coming over at least rather than slinking off or trying to avoid.
No, it's true. It's true. I know. I probably would have, myself personally, I know, even if I see ex-players that I would have played against, at times, if I wouldn't have had a good relationship with them, maybe on the pitch of playing against, something would have happened, I wouldn't necessarily go and make the time to go over to them. You know, I might, as you say, slink off myself. So, no, fair play to him. Yeah, I suppose that's right.
Your people are from Mayo, is that right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Ackle. Yeah.
Oh, Ackle. I'm Ballina, so you're only out the road from me.
I know. But I know that well, Ray, actually. Yeah, I do.
What do you make of, first of all, between the game tonight, because it's Stephen Kenny's probably toughest game thus far as head of Ireland. So we've got that to look worry about. And then we've got Mayo for Sam to worry about. What's your greatest concern?
Oh, God. Well, Mayo have given me heartbreak over the years, as you well know yourself, Ray. So we'll park Ross Common and the Galway in the league final just for the time being, and maybe just concentrate on tonight. I suppose that's the way to go about it. But I think from tonight's perspective, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you saw the French game against Netherlands on Friday night, and they were pretty hot. Netherlands were awful, I have to say that. They gave them a lot of, or gifted them a lot of the goals that they got that night. But I'd be worried about the form that Mbappe's in. Of course, Griezmann's in, and one or two of the big players that France have. But we've got to be maybe a little bit more secure or a little bit more positive that we're hopefully a little bit fresher coming into the game. We're at home. We've got to try and, you know, make it as difficult as we can for the French. But they're a heavy favourites for a reason. The World Cup finalist, probably the best team in the world over the last 5 years consistently. So we know the task that it's going to be to get a result tonight for Stephen Kenny's lads. But I was impressed enough, certainly with the first half against Latvia last week, and I know it's only Latvia, but I think there is positives that all these young players now are starting to develop more and get more game time. And we have young Evan Ferguson that's doing the business for us right now, you know?
Everyone's talking. The Evan Ferguson hype is just sensational. Listen, man, Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. We know you're busy. And thanks for taking the call. You'll be glued to it tonight yourself, I suppose, will you?
I will be watching it. I'll be watching it, yeah. I'll have it on over here. We have live footage in here, so I don't have to look for some dodgy feed, you know, coming through to try and pick up RT or something, you know? So I'll get it live today, so I'll be good.
You're plugged in. Kevin Kamban, thanks so much for joining us, sir. Legend.
Thanks,
Ray. Kevin. Much obliged. All the best. Kevin Kamban. He didn't say anything nasty about the French. Get him back on, actually. Flo Rida, a good feeling. This is Today FM. Hon Ireland. I get a feeling that it's coming by. Robbie, Kylie. Robbie and Kylie. Not Robbie Kylie. Robbie Williams, actually. Very popular solo artist. He was spent some time in a...
Yeah, I know.
Radio.
I mean, I know who Robbie Williams is.
Anyway, Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue with Kids. This is Today FM. 0874-100-102 is our text or our WhatsApps. And we're talking to Kevin Kilbane a couple of minutes ago. JP's got all the numbers of all of the sports stars from his time working on Off the Ball. So Kevin is now my anti-French guy.
Again, I don't know that he would want to be associated with that. He seems to have buried the hatchet somewhat.
Do you know what was... I was pretty sketchy in the way that I dealt with that. Because before I spoke to him, I slagged off the French. And then once I had Kevin on, I didn't do any of that. And now that Kevin's gone again, I'm slagging off the French. Because they are... Look, let's face it, they're scum.
Oh.
They're terrible. They're a nation of cheats and scoundrels. And I don't even... I don't even know why we're engaging in this tonight with them.
You're riling them up, Rick.
They have proven to us that they are underhanded and unsportsmanlike. And I for one, am not having it. Could we take them militarily?
No, I
bet we could, couldn't we?
The Eliatna on her own.
They're over there drinking their red wine and giving it all the ha 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 ha.
Oh, you definitely can't do that.
And that soup, that watery soup,
onion soup with the
cheese on top of it.
Yeah, don't mention the onion soup.
Give me an Irish stew any day of the week. Eden Kilkenny texted. He said, Ray, I remember that Thierry Henry handball like it was yesterday. And I particularly remember the Irish nation's response to such an injustice was to stop buying the Henry Hoovers. I remember that. And rightly so. Of course, we couldn't afford them anyway because it was 2009. We're all broke. And Ray, I met Kevin Kilbane in the lounge at Dublin Airport 5 years ago when going to Birmingham for an Aston Villa game. Top lad. Ray, love the show. Hey, from Rich the Brummy in Wexford. Rich, good to have you. Thanks for turning us on. Yeah, Kevin Kilbane, a sweetheart of a man, it seems.
Lovely fella, yeah.
Nice guy. I've never spoken to him before, but he's a nice fella. And you had his number from the Off the Ball days. People often ask me, what did JP do when... You weren't on Today FM. Where was JP? I often tell them, I kept him in the freezer and I just thawed him out from when we were coming back. Yeah. Well, he was working it off the ball.
Ray Foley.
And now he's pals with Kevin Kilbane. All right, stay on Today FM. Making a call on the cash machine in a couple of minutes and Joel Curry. Next. The Ian Dempsey Tyre Cruise and Break Your Heart. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. 0874-100-102. Kevin Kilbane was on with us a few minutes ago ahead of the Ireland game tonight against the French. And of course, given our history with the French, they're just a nation of cheats and scoundrels and misfits. Yeah. And Google Translate. Hang on one second. Google Translate. This will be perfect, actually. This will be great now. You are a...
Oh, here we go.
Bunch of cheating scoundrels.
Right.
Hang on.
You want me to send this to the French Football Association?
Hang on one second now. Hang on, please hold. I can do it on there. We've got a radio station here.
Right.
We've got a radio station here. Hang on. Vous êtes une bande de crapules infidèles.
Excuse me, what?
Vous êtes une bande de crapules infidèles.
There, that told you. You crapules infidèles.
Vous êtes une bande de crapules infidèles.
Is a crapule dissolve in hot water? Like the coffee?
I think you need to suck on them rather than chewing on them. Yeah, the crapules. Yeah. Ray, I was there in 09 with the brother. We had no idea about the handball as the Irish were at the far end of the pitch. Was that the case then for supporters at the time? They weren't anywhere near that particular piece of action, so they would have missed it. 14 years later and on the way to the Aviva tonight with wife Aisling and the four kids, Abby 13, John 12, Chloe 6 and Amy 5 from JK in Leash. Come on, you boys in green, and love the show. Hey. Ayo, cheers.
Ray Foley.
Han or Hup?
Hup and Han.
Hup, Han, come on, Hup the lads. Come on, Ireland, stick around, we're playing Pink next. fall. She refuses. Every time she refuses to finish that song. She only had so much studio time, she's like, it's time to get out of here. I have to pick up the kids from creche. Pink and Trust Fall today, FM, playing the music you love. Yeah, I'm experiencing some regret now, and I'm kind of worried about the repercussions from the French. I've been looking up their the French military might.
Oh, right, if you've been doing a kind of a comparison yeah. between them and us, right? Okay, how are we stacking up, right? How are we stacking up?
Well, they could be coming over here on their, you know, those aircraft carriers and the, you know, so this nuclear submarines.
We don't have any of those.
I'm just kind of like, oh, sorry, French. Listen, so it turns out they're very good at war and they're very good at handballing and touching the football and soccer. They've proven themselves at that. Let's see, people generally agreeing with me. Anne's over there. Anne.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Anne.
This is Anne here. Would you say a big thank you to all the ladies that came to see us hen up in Carlow? All the ladies from Clare, Limerick, and Mayo.
Hang on a minute. It was Sue's hen over the weekend.
Sue, yeah, she got married. Yeah.
I can't. Were you invited to that?
I was, but I couldn't make it.
I didn't see Heidner here of a letter, or didn't even get a text.
Especially Laura, who drove 3.5 hours. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Dan.
Ray Foley.
Congrats to Sue. Even though we weren't invited, we do wish you the best. All right, stick around. We're doing your entertainment update.
Yeah.
Swedish House Mafia next as well.
Showless. Air Today
FM. Not Haran in Heaven, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Are we doing your entertainment update?
Oh, yes.
Who's going first?
Oh, I don't mind going first.
Okay, JP's going first. I'm I'm not entirely satisfied with my contribution this week.
We can just hide behind the idea that it's supposed to be bad.
In that case, it's time for your entertainment update.
No style points, Ray, for Harry Styles as fans slam his kissing style.
Oh.
The One Direction graduate was spotted snogging model and actress Emily Ratajkowski in Tokyo. Her name's a mouthful, and Harry was snapped giving her a mouthful, with onlookers blasting his awkward full-on smooching technique. Seems like when it comes to tonsil tennis, he's no ace. Ray.
JP, thank you very much indeed. Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe is about to become a dad. Ooh. Apparently, Potter met his muggle girlfriend on the set of a movie in 2013, and they've been together ever since. A source said they're absolutely thrilled and can't wait to become a family of three. They told their families and friends recently it's an incredibly exciting time for them. Her name is Erin Dark. So it looks like old Harry didn't need any defense against the dark arts after all. JP!
Ray, cheers. Over the weekend, Rihanna needed to call the number Ella, Ella, L-A-P-D. Of course, I mean the L-A-P-D, as it was a case of grand theft auto at the singer's house. An Audi belonging to the singer's team was stolen from her driveway in Beverly Hills. Now that the L-A-P-D are on the case, let's hope it's only a matter of time before the culprit gets Vorsprung Durk Tech nicked. As in arrested, right?
Maybe the culprit should have shut up and drive.
That's better.
Maybe we should discuss this before we do it.
Maybe some planning.
And finally, in your entertainment update this hour, Girls Aloud are set to release new music to mark the 20th anniversary of their first album, Sound of the Underground. Girl Aloud, now Woman Aloud, Kimberly Walsh said aloud, we've got some fun alternative versions of songs lying around and a little re-releases just to kind of mark that because, you know, it's a big deal. So it's not new stuff, just different versions of old stuff. So instead of Sound of the Underground, we can expect Quiet of the Overground. Long Hot Summer will be rejigged to Short Cold Winter. Jump becomes just sit around not doing anything. And can't speak French.
Yeah.
And in fairness, why would you want to? The French are a bunch of snail snacking, cheese chewing, garlic guzzling, soccer swindlings. Come on, Ireland! Come on, Ireland! Good night. courtesy Kimberly Walsh flying the flag. Flying the tricolour. Our one, not their one. This is Today FM. Corner that Albarn. Lower Country House, Today FM.
I want to be. I want to be. Where do you want to be?
You want to be in the country. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, a very good day. Good afternoon. Welcome on in. Now, I don't like getting live feedback for our bits as soon as we do them. And people can be very critical.
Well, I mean, they've grounds to be critical, don't they?
Who's the person texting saying that about the LAPD joke?
I think it was Shaz, yeah.
Shaz, that's absolutely unnecessary.
How dare you?
Here's the thing that you have to understand. Someone else said, I missed out on the wand joke. Harry Potter expecting a baby. Mm. He's found another use for his wand. Kevin, thank you for that contribution. But first of all, it's a crass joke and it's unnecessary. Do you know, we're much more... We're a family-friendly broadcast here. We're quite accessible and nice. You have to understand, listeners, that we don't expect you to be engaging with anything we do here.
Oh, God, no.
It's up to you to put up and shut up.
Right.
We regard this show from your perspective. We think that you're the only thing you need to do is endure it.
Yeah, stick it out.
All you need to do, when we're doing a bit, all you need to keep thinking, saying to yourself is, Matt's on at 4:30. Yeah. Matt's at 4:30. Stick around, Matt's on at 4:30. It's okay. It's okay. Stick around for Cooper. This is Today FM. Woke up this morning to somebody judging me. Hey, Naughty Boy and Sam Smith, La La. And indeed, La, Today FM, playing the music you love. And guys, so much planning and preparation. There was so much we wanted to do on the show today, but we just didn't have time to do it. Yeah, swear to God. We didn't get to do Hot Cross Nuns, where we talk to a group of angry yet attractive nuns on the show. They're angry, but they are attractive. We didn't get to do Hot Cross Bundiaki, where Ireland rugby hero Bundiaki gives us his recipe for the perfect hot cross buns. And we didn't get to do Bungiaki, where Ireland rugby hero Bundiaki tells us about his bungee jumping company. It's called Bungiaki. Maybe we get to do that tomorrow. We're on from 2:00. Han Ireland. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Come on.